Praise the Lord. One thing I will say, I won't look for Sister Furo or Sister Benita's problem. Because they will end. What a wonderful drama. Now, I think I have 2 hours. So you have to bear with me. Praise the Lord. I just have a short time just to bring everything together. I think the message has been delivered. Hallelujah. And that's the story of the Bible. The Bible is a love story where people have gone wrong, they have repented, and they have been restored. That's the story of the Bible. That's the story of what Jesus Christ did for us. Now, a few minutes, if you don't mind, please, can you just have that verse there? The anchor verse, 2 Chronicles 7:14. Isn't it? If my people, do you have it there? I want people to follow with me, please. If my people who are called by my name will humble themselves, isn't it? Pray and seek my face and turn from their wicked ways. Am I correct? Then I will hear from heaven and forgive their sins and heal their land, isn't it? But I'll pick it. Sometimes some of us, we have what we call acronyms, isn't it? Humble. You have to humble yourself. That's the starting point. There has to be sincerity that, Lord, I've gotten it wrong. And I'm here before you. I'm open to you. You have to be vulnerable. Am I correct? Second point, pray. You have to pray to God. You have to ask Him. You have to talk to Him. That's the love relationship we're talking about. Am I correct? Turn from your wicked ways. Hallelujah. I'm not wicked. Are you wicked? If you ask Sister Furo, she'll say she's not wicked. Am I correct? I asked Sister Benita and Dharma, she said, no, I'm okay. Am I correct? But yet we're here. The wickedness we're talking about is not like killing someone. It can be as small as gossip in the first drama. Am I correct? Backbiting. It can be lying. It's like, can be you hearing what God asks you to do and you don't do it. That's wickedness to God. We talked about people cheating, marital problems, people not studying the Bible, people not having a fellowship with God. And that's what we're talking about. Turn from your wicked ways. I am not perfect, but you need to search yourself and where God is asking you to turn from those wicked ways. It can be in your workplace. It can be in your home. It can be in your schools. It can be in your secular activities. What has God told you that you have deviated? You went the other way. In those days, this passage was read when Solomon was dedicating the church of God. After he had given all the sacrifices, God blessed him. And God was giving this promise in front of the church. God knew they were going to go down the wicked way. God knows you're going to fall short. But when you fall short, what do? Do you run away or do you turn? The prodigal son reached one point and he said, I'm turning. I'm running back. This night is about you turning and running back. Hallelujah. And then God says, then I will hear you. He's already listening. Are you there? He's listening. He's just waiting for you. He's listening. But above all, he said, from where? Heaven. That shows you that you're not dealing with a mere human. You're dealing with the Almighty God. And when you're dealing with a superior human being, he's hearing you. And he's planning to answer you. If you have been to the Omani courts, as I'm told, The judges sit on a very high place. And you're sitting down there. It's almost like you're being intimidated, isn't it? You have to look at him, my Lord, isn't it? And that's why he said, I will hear from heaven. And what will you do? And I'll forgive your sins. Church, I want you to see, I want you to understand this. There is nothing you have done that God cannot forgive you. We saw the last drama beautifully portrayed. Someone killed someone's husband, forgiving. Someone had an accident, forgiving. It happens in real life. So what is in your own life that you cannot forgive? But our God in heaven says he will forgive their sins. He will forgive your sin. Some of us understand that I have done this terrible thing. I won't come back. I'll tie in to what Chrissy's testimony. She came back and God has what? Embraced her. Hallelujah. What a wonderful testimony. That's the love story of the Bible. And he said, I will heal their land. Hallelujah. What is your land? Don't tell me Nigeria. Don't tell me India. Don't tell me Oman. Your land is where God has situated you. It can be a marriage. That is your land. It can be your health. That is your land. God will restore it. It can be your work area. God has promised what? He will restore it. So when you read that passage and say, heal their land, I don't want you to look at it as a physical place. You can look at it whatever it contains you. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. I say he will heal you. He will heal you. He will heal your land. And I don't want you to leave this place without that healing. Hallelujah. I don't want you to leave this place. Now, I did the whole scripture, but I missed the beginning. And purposely, I missed the beginning. The Bible says, if, that is conditional. When you're going to university, you have a conditional offer, isn't it? If you're able to pay the fees or if you pass your papers, isn't it? God is giving you a condition. If. And what's that condition? If my people. What does that mean, my people? Are you born again? All God has promised here is for his own children. It's for people that are born again. In those days, it was because of the children of Israel. But now he's looking at you. For you to claim this thing, you need to be born again. We're going to go into a session of prayers. We don't have much time. We might not be able to call people up to pray. But I just want us just to rise up. I'll read certain prayer points. And wherever you are, I want us to pray. While our eyes are closed, we're getting to the important part of this production and program. If you don't know Jesus and you're sitting there and you want to know him, say this prayer after me. Father, I come to you, I'm a sinner. I've sinned against you. I confess my sins to you. Father, come into my heart. Be my Lord and Savior. I want to partake of these promises. Take control of my life. I give my life over to you. Take absolute control. Count me as one of yours. The Bible says he's knocking, Father. I said, Lord, I've opened my heart to you. Come in and sup with me. And as they have come in, forgive my sins. Make me white as snow. And help me to grow in you. Help me to live a life of sanctification. Help me to live a life, a holy life, a righteous life. In Jesus' name, you have prayed, Anna. And I want to see if you have prayed that prayer. After the service, meet me, the pastor, any one of it, any one of the elders, and we'll direct you aright. Hallelujah. And we're just going to pray. We want to also just pray for people. Wherever you are, this is your own prayer point. I'm not going to ask people to come forward because I don't think we have enough time. But you have seen what God has promised. And wherever you are, just lift up to you and say, Lord, where I've fallen short, just say, Lord, forgive me. I'm humbling myself before you. List the areas where you have gone wrong before him. Say, Lord, I come before you. I humble myself before you, Father Lord. I'm praying to you. Father Lord, forgive me. Forgive me where I've gone wrong. I look up to you, Father Lord, for forgiveness. And Father Lord, I repent of all the wrong I've done in various parts of my life. But Lord, I hold you on to the promise that you have promised to heal my land, to restore me this evening. Restore unto me, Father Lord, the joy of that salvation, Father Lord. Restore unto me the issues I'm going through. If it's your health, say, Lord, restore my health unto me. If it's your job, they say, Lord, restore that job greater than I can see. We had a testimony. The Lord is never late. If it's your marriage that is struggling, say, Lord, restore it to the way it's meant to be. Are you having difficulty in your academics? Say, Father, Lord, restore my intellect. Bring me to the point where I'll be totally healed. Hallelujah. I don't know which area, but the Lord has done it. The Lord has done it. Whatever you have prayed, I believe if you have prayed in sincerity, the Lord is here. The Lord will hear you, and the Lord will heal you. Hallelujah. In Jesus' mighty name, we have prayed. In Jesus' mighty name, we have prayed. Give the Lord a clap offering. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Can I ask all the women in the congregation to please come and join us as we sing this song, please? Thank you. All ladies, please. Sarah Marty. Ladies, can you come and join us as we sing the song together? Please. Thank you.
Praise.
Check.
Can I ask all the girls as well? If you're a lady, female, praise. Sister Ruth, I can see you. Thank you. Our mothers, our daughters.
Check.
If you're female, please come quickly. Thank you.
our hand together for Jesus. Let's put our hand together for Jesus. Let's make a shout out to the Lord. Hallelujah. Amen. I believe we are all blessed tonight. From the testimonies, the songs, and the skit, we are all blessed. Amen. Repentance through restoration. Amen. Let me just read this Matthew 12, 34b. For the mouth speak what the heart is full of. Whatever you have heard tonight, it is from the heart of these beautiful sisters. Let's put our hand together for them. What they are telling you, it is time for you to come closer to God. It is time for you to relate with God so that God also will turn to you. But underline the terms and condition. If, in that 2 Chronicles 7:14, if we need to humble ourselves, they have humbled themselves tonight. They have shown what God is doing in their life. The question is for you and me, whether we are ready to humble ourselves, whether we are ready to turn to Christ. The message is very clear. If you humble yourself. I want us to stretch our hand to these sisters. I don't know what God has laid in your heart or in your mind. Begin to shower it upon them. That good thing that God has placed in your mind right now, pray for them. They have witnessed this year. They will witness more of this type of celebration in the mighty name of Jesus. Continue to pray for them. Let us appreciate God for the time that He has taken to practice for this event that came up this night. Let's appreciate God for people that God has used. God has used some of our brothers, bringing them, practicing with them, giving them the time. While they are practicing, you are cooking at home, you stay with the children. Let's thank God that God will thank you. Let's thank God for the core group that have put everything together. Let's thank God for all the leaders in women ministry. Let's thank God for Vav Internal leadership. Let's appreciate God. Father, we thank you. We bless your holy name. Lord, we know it can only be you that make this night to be possible. With this excellent performance, all glory belongs to you, Lord. We thank you for what you have done in the life of our sisters, right from the practicing time all to this time. Lord, we glorify you. Thank you for their time that they have had to have the practice. Thank you for the presentation itself today. Thank you for the testimonies that have been shared, the job restoration, the health restoration, and the forgiveness. Father, we thank you. We bless your holy name. We glorify you. Blessed be your holy name in the mighty name of Jesus. Father, your messages have been passed across. The Spirit for us to keep to that message. Father, we pray that your Holy Spirit will dwell in our life to maintain that spirit in the mighty name of Jesus. The spirit of repentance that will bring us more closer to you. Almighty God, you will restore it in our life in the mighty name of Jesus. We pray for our sisters that have performed tonight. More anointing in the mighty name of Jesus. For those that wish to be part of it, but they cannot be part of it, Father, we pray next time you will give them the spirit to be part of it fully in the mighty name of Jesus. As many of you that are witnessed tonight, the Lord Almighty will restore all that you have lost in the mighty name of Jesus. As many that are watching online, we also pray for you that God will restore all that concerns you in the mighty name of Jesus. Thank you, everlasting Father. We have celebrated this year. Next year will be more interesting than this in the mighty name of Jesus. We ask you that you will keep us safe and sound till that time in Jesus' name. And let your name be glorified in the mighty name of Jesus. Thank you, Almighty God. As we depart to our various homes, let your presence go with us in the mighty name of Jesus. Father, we pray when we meet here next, in our next program, your name shall be glorified in the mighty name of Jesus. Tonight's presentation testimony shall be followed in the mighty name of Jesus. Thank you, Almighty God. Once again, we pray for the core group that God Almighty will continue to lead you in Jesus' name. As you pilot the affairs of women ministry, The God himself will continue to pilot the affairs of your life in the mighty name of Jesus. Thank you, everlasting Father. In Jesus' name we have prayed. Amen. Shall we share the grace together in fellowship?
Amen.
The Lord Jesus Christ. Be with us now and forevermore. Amen. Surely, your goodness and mercy shall follow us all the days of our life, and we shall dwell in the house of the Lord forever and ever. Amen. God bless you all. We have refreshment outside for you. Please grab one before you go. God bless you. Congratulations.
Thank you all my sisters. God bless you all.